I know what it's like to feel invisible, to think it's too late to become what you've always wanted to be. You feel like it's too late to have more life. I felt that way too, but when I lost my brother to cancer, he made me realize I have way more life to live. And I discovered the choice was mine to live it or not. I know you want to become confident and empowered, and you deserve to step into that life you are yearning for. I'm Carrie V, and I get it. There is more greatness to come in your life, and I know you can feel it. I've made a choice to live my big life. Now it is your turn to be empowered and step into the life that has always been yours. It's time for you to step off the sidelines and into your own life, the one you were created to live. It's easier than you think. I believe in you. In fact, I am your biggest fan. So let's get started. Welcome back to Coffee and Tea with Carrie V. I am Carrie V, your biggest fan, and this podcast is all things leadership, communication, confidence, and clarity. How do we lean into confidence? How do we lean into clarity? How do we lean into anything when we feel like there's a risk of failing? When it feels like we certainly could fail at something? Well, the truth is this, you could fail at something, and you probably will fail at something. We all do. Failure is a part of the process. It gives us the opportunity to get back up and do it again. But there's a big difference between taking failure and letting it be a negative defining force in your life and taking that failure and allowing it to be the wind that picks you up, the force that keeps you going forward and trying again. I competed today for a chance to be on the stage at the Maxwell IMC next week. I've been working on this for months, literally months, sending a video back every single week, getting feedback, putting changes into place, sending the video back, putting feedback into place, sending the video back. This has been months. We have changed the story a few times. He has, the speaking coach at the Maxwell leadership team has asked me to shift the story or to completely change the story. Let's see if there's another story that works better for this particular place where you're going to use it. And my first, I'm going to be plain up honest with you right now. The first time that I was asked to change up the story, I was a little taken back. And in fact, what I sent back was, but this is my signature story. This is the story that got me going. This is my life is short, choose wisely defining moment in my life. Why would I change up my story? And the feedback was, do you trust me? You are sending these in for a chance to be on the stage at the event, this 3-minute spot where we get to tell a story up on stage. And you are competing against many, 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 many people. And then they bring it down to the top 30. And then the top 10 go onto the stage and one person gets the golden microphone. It's a process. And I had to learn to take the feedback, which was pointing out the things I needed to improve and change on. I needed to be willing to take that feedback and apply it and allow myself to grow. In short, I needed to become teachable. And what I found going through the entire process, literally for months, I started doing this last summer, for months. What I learned was that there are people who know a whole lot more than me. And if I am willing to learn from them, I will only keep getting better. And the same is true for you. There is always going to be something, someone that is a few steps or many steps ahead of you. And if they are willing to teach you, open your mind and allow yourself to be teachable. It is so important to give yourself that space to learn and grow. It isn't about changing circumstances when we fail. It's about changing ourselves. So what is the difference between failing backwards and failing forward? John Maxwell points out quite a few of the differences, and I highly recommend that you read his book, Failing Forward. He points out many, many differences between failing backward and failing forward. When you fail backward, you refuse to take responsibility. You begin to think you will always fail. You quit. You give up. He says that when you fail backwards, you don't look at those experiences as a way to change and get better. You take a defeatist attitude and say, well, everybody's against me. You are literally limited by your mistakes. When you're failing forward, you're not limited by the mistakes. You are fueled by your mistakes. You're not shunning the responsibility and blaming other people for your failure. You are taking responsibility for your failure. You're not quitting. You're pushing forward. You are literally leaning into the failure or your perceived failure. To me, they are all stepping stones. Maybe things didn't turn out the way you had hoped. It doesn't mean you stop trying. It means you keep going. It means you take responsibility. You're not going to go out and try and change the situation. You're going to work on changing you. When you become better, everything becomes better. It's about focusing on solutions and finding out what works. And that boils down to being teachable, allowing yourself to be taught, even if you think you're pretty darn good and you already know what you're doing. That signature story took me to the semifinalists of Toastmasters, literally placing first the whole way up through many, many, many competitions. And I handed that story in thinking, I got this. That's my one story. I'm sticking to it. This is going to be great. I'm going to be on stage in March. And after we worked on it for a few weeks, the feedback was, let's try another story. That hurt me. I did not want to be teachable at that moment. I wanted to say, whoa, this story has won all kinds of awards already. This is my trademark. This is my phrase. This is what I'm built on. And the coach said, I'm not saying this is not your signature story. I'm saying it's not the story for stage time. And I trusted him. I decided I was going to trust the process and take the feedback and open up my heart and mind to be 100% teachable, to not throw in the towel, to not quit, to not give up, to listen to every bit of feedback. We changed the story a couple of times after that until we landed on one that we were going to really work on and massage and get it ready for the competition. I made the top 30. And just today, just before I recorded this podcast, we had the competition with those 30 individuals where they bring it down to the 10 that will be on stage next week in Orlando, Florida on the John Maxwell stage. It is one of my dreams. And they started off by saying, very rarely does anyone go from the top 30 to the top 10 in their first competition. And I could immediately feel myself feel defeated already. And then I thought, no, because here's the thing. The outcome is 100% out of my control, but my attitude and how well I show up, that is all in my locus of control. And so I showed up and I gave it my all, and I won't know till tomorrow or Tuesday what's going on. By the time you listen to this podcast, I might know. But whether I go in the top 10 or whether I do it again in August and I start working again for that chance to be on the stage. I have two chances a year, every March, every August. I will get there. I will get there. It doesn't matter when. What matters is my journey to get there. And what matters is that I continue to fail forward. What matters is that I keep trying and I take responsibility and I don't take it as a negative occurrence in my life if I don't make it. What it means is I get to take responsibility for me and keep working on failing forward. And that is the same for you. You get to keep failing forward. Take responsibility for your life. Take responsibility for your choices. Let go of the negative mindset that I always lose. How many times do we hear that? right, will be maybe at a party where they're going to do a drawing. How many times do you hear, I challenge you to do this next time you're at a party where there's a drawing taking place. Listen around and see how many people in the room say these words, I never win anything. I never win anything. You will hear it all the time. Instead, and maybe you're one of them, but start saying, somebody is going to win that. It might as well be me. And sometimes you will win it and sometimes you won't, but it's okay. It's out of your control. But you get to choose the attitude you have going into it. Have fun. Stop the negativity. That is failing backwards. I always lose. No, you don't. No, you don't. If you're breathing and you're alive, you are winning. You're winning the day if you are going to bed at night and you made it through the day. You're a winner. You always have been. You always will be. Does that mean you don't have room to improve? No. It means you have all the room to improve. It means that you get to keep failing forward. Take responsibility. Open up your heart and mind to be teachable and seek out the people who can teach you and then be willing to learn from them. It's what I do as a coach. It's what I do with every single one of my clients. It's what I do with my individual clients, my business clients when I'm training. I am pouring into people to teach them what I know, so that they can grow. And while I am pouring into people and teaching, I am simultaneously on the other side working with a coach and mentors to teach me, because I'm not even close to knowing everything I want to know. And neither should you be. Coaching is an amazing, amazing opportunity. I would love the opportunity to talk to you, see if we're a good match for coaching in some way, maybe a group coaching program, maybe a one-on-one time. Give me a chance. Let's meet and talk. Coaching will change your life. It will help you step into who you were created to become, which is amazing and awesome and great. You can't do it alone. But when you partner with someone and you are open to the teaching and the training, amazing things will happen. Your journal prompt today is, what could happen if I allowed myself to be truly teachable? What could happen if I allowed myself to be truly teachable? I am Carrie V. I am your biggest fan. I love you. I mean it. I'd love the opportunity to talk with you. Head to the show notes, click the link to set up a 15-minute meeting, and let's see. Let's just see if we're a match. If we're not, I bet I know someone who is a match with you. Be teachable, be open, be coachable. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for listening in. I want you to know I do not take it for granted that you give me this time to have coffee and tea together with me. But before you go, it would mean the world to me if you grab a quick coffee or tea refill and pop into the podcast reviews and leave me a review. It's how this podcast grows. It's how it reaches and empowers more women. And it's how I know how to serve you best. I want this podcast to be what you need. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode, and share it with your friends. And follow me on Instagram at I Am Carrie V. Remember, it is never too late. Peace out, girlfriend. Pow, pow.